Do you guys know what the symbol for being a Christian is? Yeah, what is it? Oh, that's a good one. Yes, early on it was the fish symbol. What do we see now that we use? Yeah? Pardon? A P? Yeah. Oh, like the where it looks like a P and an X? Yeah, the Cairo. Yeah, you guys are thinking of the really hard ones. I'm thinking of the really, really, really obvious one, the cross. Yes. And most of the time, we have crosses like that, or like these ones I gave you for your backpack, right? Or ones like this that are just pretty simple. And sometimes we forget what the cross really is. Jesus died on the cross. And so we wear the cross as a symbol of our faith, like Tubetchi and Uzzah have their acolyte crosses. But really, this cross here reminds you that's where Jesus died. Yeah, this is a nice cross that someone got me from Jerusalem. And so we don't usually look at crosses that have the a depiction of Jesus' body on it when he died. But it's remember, some of us do, yeah, because Jesus says today in our Bible story today that you too have to pick up and carry your cross. But that doesn't mean we have to carry a cross and die on a cross, but it does mean following Jesus can be really hard and difficult. So I always talk about what? What am I always talking about for you guys to demonstrate that you know and love Jesus and you're followers of Jesus? What do I always talk about? What do I say? Anybody? I say you're supposed to be what? Kind, right? You're compassionate and kind, and you share the love God has for you with others. But sometimes it's going to be really harder than that. You might have to stand up for someone, and it might really hurt you to do what's right. You know, to do what's right sometimes costs us. So has anyone ever done anything that was really kind or compassionate and it cost you something? Okay, do you have something, a good story? Okay, so someone was getting hurt and you stepped in? And then you got hurt protecting your friend? Yeah, that's a big cost. Anybody else do anything that was hard to do, and it is it a good story?
Yes.
Okay. You gave someone who needed money your own money. Yeah, that cost you, so you didn't get to spend some of your own money. Yeah, those are all good examples. So sometimes being kind and compassionate is going to cost you. So we always talk about being loving and kind and compassionate, and it sounds easy until sometimes it isn't. So that's our story today. Well, come on, let's say our prayer before you all go off to Sunday school. Does anyone feel called to say the prayer for us? Do you want to do it? Okay. So it's on topic, right?
Yeah.
Okay. All right. Okay, DeVille, you can lead us in the prayer. Short one.
Yeah.
Okay.
Dear God, I hope that you will protect all of us whenever we're in battle, literally or figuratively. And I hope that you can, let us follow you. And, yeah, I guess amen.
Amen. Yeah. In your holy name, amen. All right. Yeah, that was a great prayer to have God protect us and help us follow him. Good ideas. All right. Thanks, DeVille. Okay, you guys, off to Sunday school. We'll see you later. Thank you.